Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the road.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Great to be with you today, Tuesday. Glad to be back from my brief little vacation where it seemed like everything broke and fell apart and it cost me a lot of money. But I'm glad to be back at work and still able to actually make money. So I will be buying a new vehicle, I think, and I will be buying a new lawnmower because the lawnmower caught on fire.
Crazy.
You cannot make this stuff up. In the middle of all of this craziness, there was some baseball being played. And it also seemed as though it was a dumpster fire. But we still have a game tonight, and we still have four games left that we can win for the St. Louis Cardinals. And so we have our guest on with us right now, Ben Friedman of Barstool Sports, also Barstool Outdoors. Ben, it's great to have you on the show today with us. Thanks for giving us a call.
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
So I watched a little bit of the Facebook Live that you guys did last night while you were watching the Cardinals game, and your sentiments reflected mine. It was painful to watch. Game one and game two were painful to watch, and I'm wondering what your feelings are here about game four.
You know what? It can't get much worse, I don't think. So we're kind of just hoping that it can get 1% better, and that will be an improvement. And really, I mean, as far as winning the series, let's worry about one game first, and then we'll go from there, you know?
Yeah, completely. Many people will remember you, Ben Friedman with Barstool Sports, as at Young Page Views on Twitter, and also a rabid Blues fan. I saw you tweet last night something to the effect of, you remember when the Blues won Stanley Cup? That was great. Well, the Blues are celebrating at the White House tonight. They're in Washington, D.C. I think they're going to be attending the Cardinals game tonight as well. Have you heard that story?
I know they did last night, and I think they're going home after this, but I'm not sure. Maybe they are going tonight. Who knows? That we could use any sort of winning mojo there. So, I mean, listen, we got to remember the good times. That's all I was kind of trying to say in that tweet is like, this sucks, but you know what? It hasn't always sucked this year, and we went to the highest of highs. And honestly, this team going to the NLCS would have been something that was good. You know, if you said middle of the season, people would have been like, wow, that's an improvement. So
yeah,
who knows? You never know what can happen, but it certainly doesn't look great right now. But
it's not over.
It's not over. But I think people, and you don't want to be like losers mentality at all. But if they do lose in this round, I mean, making the NLCS was better than we would have thought earlier in the season. So it's something to build on for next year.
So we have the lineup for tonight's game here as we talk to Ben Friedman of Barstool Sports. And the lineup goes like this. Edmund, Martinez, Goldschmidt, Ozuna, Molina, DeYoung, Bader, Wong, and then the pitcher Hudson. This is quite a different lineup than we've seen here as the Cardinals have been near hitless over the last few games. Do you think that this is going to have an effect, or do you think this is too little too late?
I mean, it really doesn't matter at this point as far as, like, if it's, you know, what you would conventionally think of as being good. Obviously, we've tried that not once, not twice, but three times. Obviously, there were some changes last night with Martinez, you know, and it just didn't add up to what we really were looking for. And honestly, it just feels anemic at this point. Every time they get even one person on, it feels like the odds of them driving them in are so low. When the Nationals scored the fourth run last night, it was like it felt like it was 50 to nothing. So, I mean, anything that's changing is going to be better. And I think, honestly, why not throw something different at them? I think this Nationals pitcher could give us our best chance that we've had so far, you know, compared to, like, guys like Scherzer and Strasburg. So you never know, too. It's like something, you know, get a little mojo going, win one game, and then honestly, if you win this game tonight, all you got to do is win the game tomorrow, and then all of a sudden you're coming home, and everyone starts to look over their shoulder a little bit, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Ben, Ryan Wiggins, I'm going to break the rules a little bit and talk about the offseason before the season's over. Are there any moves that you think the Cardinals could potentially realistically make in this offseason to address the offense?
I mean, honestly, it's all going to come down to decisions that you know, are we going to go after starting pitching? Is Wainwright coming back? You know, things of that nature that I think are going to dictate what kind of bats they're going to be able to get. But, I mean, honestly, it's tough because, they look awful right now. There's no question about it. There's not a lot of positives to take away from this series. I guess the pitching hasn't been bad so far. We'll say that. But I don't know. It's tough, too, because you don't want to overreact to a bad, week
series,
stretch,
or
three-game stretch. Yeah, I mean, the end of the Braves series, I was ready to say, these guys are unbelievable. So it's like you really don't want to kind of make sweeping judgments right now. It's obviously probably the most negative time that we could possibly make decisions. Obviously, you'd want, maybe a bigger bat in free agency if they could get, but it's like, once again, some of these guys, Ozuna at the end of that last series looked like a world beater. So it's like, they're having a tough time right now, but Goldschmidt, Ozuna, these guys are, those are premier dudes anyways. You know what I mean? It's not like we're lacking like high-end batting like that,
I mean, we are going to lose Ozuna, and their season offense has not been great. It seems like our series have been anomalies, whether they've been better than usual or in this series worse than usual, and we are going to lose Ozuna. So just something that I think that they're going to have to address.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I trust that they're going to put enough, money into it, and I think they always have a plan, even though people like to get frustrated with them. I do think that as bad as it is right now, and once again, they win a game or two, and all of a sudden, it's like maybe everything's different, So I don't know. And baseball is a streaky game like this, too. Look at the Cubs series where they won four straight in Wrigley, and it's like, oh, my God, these guys are untouchable, and then a week later, they barely clinched the division. You know what I mean? So it's like, It's hard not to overreact in these moments, but I think that, I think definitely, obviously, like you said, you never want to count anything before it happens, but there's a chance that, things in the offseason may be clearer and calmer heads,
We're speaking with Ben Friedman, also known as Young Page Views, with Barstool Sports, host of Barstool Outdoors. You're a St. Louis boy, as I understand it. You kind of are a part of the fabric of the whole Stanley Cup championship march that we had here. That was like, St. Louis just became one big happy family over the course of the tough parts and the really super exciting parts of that playoff run. What is it like to be a St. Louis Midwesterner in the heart of New York City, where I heard you saying last night on that Facebook Live, like you talked a little bit about like the Cardinal way or the St. Louis way to do things. What's it like to be from here and in the biggest city there is?
I mean, sometimes it feels frustrating and lonely. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I wish I was back there, actually quite a few times. But, I mean, honestly, it's just kind of a relief because when things are crazy here, people are nuts. It's like, all right, I know that there is a place where people are a little more sane in the way that I'm used to being, So I guess that's the biggest thing is that that there's kind of a calmer, more, I guess, down-to-earth place that I'm used to. And I miss it a lot in the sense that things just seem to move slower, So it's not as negative. It's not as like, like people aren't quick to just trash on stuff. It seems like in St. Louis, things are a little more, I guess kind of like fun and good natured, at least in my opinion. I'm sure every place thinks that, but I mean, well, New York people might not think that, but I don't know. It's taught me to kind of value the people of the Midwest, whereas before I may have thought things were boring living there, this or that, and then you kind of get over here, you're like, oh man, I miss that way of life.
Yeah, there's a lot of comments about that Midwestern nice that I don't think we even know that we have here until you get out and you kind of see the relativity of that. We enjoy following Barstool Sports here. I mean, we are generally speaking, we talk a lot of news, politics, life events, culture, but we also talk sports as well as Cardinals fans and as Blues fans here. And Katie is my producer. She is a huge, I am a huge sports fan. I started in sports talk radio. Katie knows, I'm going to be nice here, very little about sports, but she is a Barstool fanatic. And of all of the guests that we have ever had, we've had Trump, people from the Trump family on this show. When I told her that you were coming on the show today, she gasped. She physically gasped. She was so excited that you were coming on here, and she pretty much gave me a precursor of everything I needed to know about you. So, Katie, you want to say anything to him?
I just love you guys' program. I love your outdoor program. I follow Barstool Sports, and like Annie just said, I am not a sports girl, but you guys are hilarious. You keep me laughing all the time. Love you guys. Keep up the great work.
Yeah, thank you. The good news is about it, it's honestly not as intense sports stuff a lot of times, or a lot of times trying to find, like, the fans' perspective are kind of like just funny side stories that aren't as focused on just the X's and O's, because, you know, so many people can kind of just go beat people over the head with stats and this and that. And, you know, it's interesting sometimes. I definitely read a lot of stuff at night, but, you know, a lot of times it's just quick things that you want to see on social media or, you know, check in with your friends. Like, what are you going to talk about at a bar, this or that?
And yeah.
A lot of times that's the more fun stuff to talk about anyway.
Well,
know?
We're huge advocates for free speech, and as we were saying before, Barstool Sports may not be for everybody, but it is for anybody, and it's kind of what it's all about here. So we're very grateful that you gave us some time today. Maybe we'll get you back on when we're later on in the NLCS and we're still playing. What do you say?
Hopefully, yeah. I like that. I like that attitude. So Hopefully you have them back on. Maybe if they win, it'd just be a good new ritual. You know what I mean? Then we'll bring it home for them.
100%. Yeah, we'll celebrate with you. We'd love to celebrate another championship with you here in town.
Oh, man. I would love that. Okay, I would absolutely love it.
Yeah.
100%.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. We'll connect again, and I encourage everyone to go follow you on Twitter at YoungPageViews and check out a show, Barstool Outdoors. Thanks so much, Ben. Great to talk to you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. Talk to you guys soon.
Yep, you bet. Katie?
My heart's racing.
Do you personally know, like,
I
follow
him?
There's a lot of people on Barstool, but you know who he is.
Yes, because of he brought his chinchilla to all of the games and everything like that. And so that's why I'm like, wow, he seems
serious?
Like a really cool person.
There are a lot of things in the Blue Stanley Cup Championship run that made the whole thing have more character. Mm-hmm. Layla was one of them. Brett Hull was one of them.
Layla was at the White House with President Trump.
Yep. Ben so Friedman cool. and his chinchilla was one of them. Mm-hmm. So super excited to be able to get him on here, and maybe we'll do it again. Let's win game four tonight, and we'll reconsider tomorrow. We'll make plans all through the show and squeeze them in right there at the very end. Podcast available at radio.com. Dave Glover Show coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.